Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nation.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Good to see you. We praise God that you managed to make it in and through the rain. Hallelujah. Yes, worship team, thank you so much. We give God the glory. Hallelujah. Christine, I hope you're praying that you're not sent back for a PhD. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yes, we are still talking about who Jesus Christ is. Amen? Yes, this is our third session in that regard. Okay? Last week, we talked about Jesus being God with us. Amen? Him being God with us, Emmanuel. And we said that just as he used to appear to the men of old, okay? He used to appear sometimes as an angel, sometimes as a man. We saw, as we read the Bible, that he still does the same even today. Glory be to God. And the onus is on us to recognize him, okay? And also to do a few things which can make that manifestation possible. And even, for example, we saw that we should learn how to entertain strangers, okay? The Bible says that by so doing, some have unwittingly entertained angels. Glory be to God. Amen? Now, today we are going to continue along that subject of God with us. Okay? Hallelujah. Amen. God with us. Jesus is God with us. Remember when he was going to be born, the angel told Mary that the child would be called Emmanuel, meaning God with us. Glory be to God. Amen. Now, John chapter 1, we've been reading this scripture. John chapter 1, from verse 1, it says that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Okay? The Word was what? Was God. Who was that Word? That is explained in the Bible in the same chapter, verse 14. Verse 14 says that, and the Word, okay, that Word which was with God, that Word which was God, okay, the Bible says that, and that Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. So that Word, okay, as we see he is the one who came as a man. He put on flesh. He came as a man. And he dwelt amongst us. And we beheld his glory. Okay? He was the only begotten of the Father. And we all know that is Jesus. Glory be to God. So before Jesus came to the earth, he was known as the Word. Okay? And remember, he was God. Amen? So he was known as the Word. Okay? Now, it is important to realize or to remind ourselves that he is still called the Word. Glory be to God. Amen? His name has never changed. Yes, he's Jesus, but he's also still called the Word of God. Okay? This we see in Revelation chapter 19 from verse 11. Alright? It says that now, okay, so this is John speaking. He says that now I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse. And he who sat on him, on the horse, was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he judges and makes war. Okay? All right? So we already see that this is talking about Jesus. All right? He makes what? He makes war. Okay? Jesus is a man of what? He's a man of war. His eyes were like a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. He had a name written that no one knew except himself. He was clothed with a robe dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. So this is way after the cross. This is at the end of time. Okay? And he's coming, and the Bible says that his name is called the Word of God. Glory be to God. All right? Now, as we talk about this, there is a mini sermon that I'm going to preach. Okay? Yeah, but before I preach it, okay? I want us to know that Jesus is a what? He's still called the Word of God, all right? And I want us to also know that one of the ways he manifests himself to us is by his word. Okay? Remember, last week we talked about him manifesting himself to us as an angel or as a man. Okay? Both in real life and also in dreams and visions. Okay? Hallelujah. But today we are going to see himself manifesting himself to us by his word. Glory be to God. All right? Manifesting himself to us by his word. And when that happens, okay, it is testimony that God is with us. Remember, he is the word. Okay? Now, we are also going to remind ourselves how to respond when that word comes. And also we shall briefly look at the consequences of not receiving and believing that word. Glory be to God. All right? 1 Samuel chapter 3 from verse 19. Okay? Yes, this is Samuel, okay? All right? Which means what? What does your name mean? Okay? God what? God has heard or God hears. All right? So it says anyway here that Samuel grew up, he grew, and the Lord was with him. And the Lord did not let any of Samuel's words fall to the ground, because he was a true prophet. Okay? Verse 20. And all Israel from Dan to Beersheba knew that Samuel had been established as a prophet of the Lord. Then the Lord appeared again in Shiloh, for the Lord revealed himself to Samuel in Shiloh by the word of the Lord. Glory be to God. How did the Lord reveal himself to Samuel? By the word of the Lord, by his word. All right? When God would speak to Samuel, okay, it was God revealing himself. Glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah. So every time you receive a word from God, in any way, okay, whether through a prophecy, or as you're reading the Bible, or in a vision, or in a dream, in whichever way, okay, when someone is preaching on TV or in church, and you know that the Lord has spoken to you, okay, that is God revealing himself to you. Hallelujah. Okay, at that moment, okay, it is God with you. Glory be to God. The Bible says the Lord revealed himself to Samuel in Shiloh by the word of the Lord. Okay? So this time, the Lord didn't manifest himself to Samuel as a man. He didn't manifest himself to him as an angel, but just by the word of God. Glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah. Now, let's quickly go back to our mini sermon. Okay? And you're going to answer some questions, okay? These ideas just come up as we worshipped. And I thought it would be good to what? To talk about these things. Okay? So remember, Revelation chapter 19 verse 7 says, "Now I saw heaven open, and behold a white horse, and he who sat on him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he judges and makes war. His eyes were like a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. He had a name written that no one knew except himself. He was clothed with a robe dipped in blood." The robe was what? Dipped in blood. Why was it dipped in blood? Okay? Christina, why was Jesus' robe dipped in blood? Okay? Alana, welcome back. Are you in holidays? Okay. Give a big hand clap to Alana, okay? Good to see you. Hallelujah. Yes, adults, why was Jesus' blood, robe, dipped in blood? Glory.
It was symbolic of redemption that he saved us. Okay. Yeah, he shed his blood.
Okay. Who else has something to, okay? Another answer or a similar answer? Okay. The robe was dipped in what? In blood. People, just talk, okay? Don't wait for me to what? To give you the mic. Just shout from wherever you are. Okay? Okay. Question, is glory right or wrong? Is that answer right or wrong? So why didn't you put up your hand and what? No, but I told you put up your hands before she asked. Huh? I mean, you should behave like MBA, what? Students. Hallelujah. So, why was Jesus' blood dipped in, Jesus' robe dipped in blood? Answer? Huh? I can't hear you. All of you will say what you want to say. Uh-huh. Okay. Now, verse 14, so, and then he says he was clothed with a robe dipped in blood, and his name is called the word of God. Verse 14. And the armies in heaven, okay, clothed in fine linen, white and clean, followed him on white horses. Okay, Andrew, which is that army? It is us. Yeah, glory. Give him a big hand clap. Yes, we studied these things, okay? Remember, we went to heaven, all right? Now we are coming back. We are going to fight with the Lord, okay, for Israel. And anyway, okay? Now, then it says in verse 15 that now out of his mouth goes a sharp sword that with it he should strike the nation. So it's coming for war. And he himself will rule them with a rod of iron. He himself treads. Is that spelled treads? Or treads, okay? Treads. Better learn these things. Yeah. Okay? There are two treads. Okay? This one. Anyway, he treads the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. And he has on his robe and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Okay, so he treads the what? The winepress of the fierceness and wrath of the Almighty God. So basically it's coming to execute the wrath of God. Okay? Remember, we are here in the tribulation, but we are not going to experience the wrath of God. Before the wrath of God is unleashed, we are raptured out of here. Glory be to God. All right? Now, let us read Isaiah chapter 63 from verse 1. All right? It says, who is this who comes from Edom? Now, Edom is in present day Jordan. All right? And Jordan is southeast of Israel, is it? Southeast or southwest? Okay? Yeah, it is, Jordan is on southwest or southeast? Anyway, it is southwest, southeast, okay, of Israel. Okay? So, someone is coming from there. Okay? And the idea is he's entering Israel. So it says, who is this who comes from Edom with dyed garments from Bozra? Bozra is in Edom. Okay? And it is in Jordan. All right? This one, so who is this who comes from Edom with dyed garments from Bozra? This one who is glorious in his what? In his what? A what? Apparel. Okay? So, basically his garment, okay? Is what? It's dyed. Okay? He's traveling in the greatness of his strength. Okay? Then the answer, okay? This person is, I who speak in righteousness, mighty to save. So, I'll tell you up front, this is Jesus. Then, question is, why is your apparel red and your garments like one who treads in the winepress? Is another question I asked you. Why is this robe, okay, dipped in blood? Okay? Why is your garment like one who treads in the winepress? Okay? Why is it dyed? Okay? Verse 3, he answers. Okay? The Lord gives an answer. It says, I have trodden the winepress alone, and from the peoples no one was with me. For I have trodden them in my anger and trampled them in my fury. Their blood is sprinkled upon my garments, and I have stained all my robes. Glory be to God. Okay? Hallelujah. You're going to repeat a class. MBA bagenda kuongerayo, 6 months. Okay? So this is not the blood of Jesus. This is blood of what? Yeah, from war. People's blood. Yeah? The Lord is a man of what? Of war. Okay? Hallelujah. He's coming, via Jordan, Edom, Bozra. Alright? And he has been fighting. Okay? And according to this, it seems to imply that he was alone. Glory be to God. When will that be? Verse 4. Eh? You're laughing, eh? Huh? The what? Huh? Okay. Verse 4. Okay? When will this happen? It says that, for the day of vengeance is in my heart, and the year of my redeemed has come. I looked, but there was no one to help, and I wondered that there was no one to uphold. Therefore, my own arm brought salvation for me, and my own fury it sustained me. I have trodden down the peoples in my anger, made them drunk in my fury, and brought down their strength to the earth. This is going to happened in what the Bible calls, okay, the day of vengeance. The day of the wrath of God. Okay? Hallelujah. Amen? Now, so, Revelation 19, Jesus is coming from heaven. Okay? With his robe soaked in blood. Okay? But now here we see he's coming from Bozrah, Jordan, Edom. Okay? So where is he coming from? From Jordan or from heaven? Huh? Okay? Now, these are very important. Now, what we are doing is really Bible study. Glory be to God. It's important to understand scriptures. Okay? This is the mini one. And it might even be the most important one. Okay, so, Judith, you're saying what? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Eh? So, he's coming from heaven. Blood, robe dipped in blood via Jordan. Anyway, who wants to say something? Bob. Okay? What's happening? People, don't fear, okay? This is, we all know each other. You understand? Okay? So what's happening? Alana, do you have an idea? What's happening? We're seeing him coming from blood, from heaven, with his robe dipped in blood. But Isaiah is saying he's coming from Bozrah. Okay? With a robe dipped in blood. So what is what? Yes, Grace Joy. Very good.
He comes from heaven first, and then he passes through Jordan. Mm-hmm. And so the blood comes from when he passes through Jordan, I think.
But he's coming from heaven with blood. Huh? There are people who don't want to make eye contact with me. Hmm? Do you have... What happened? Hallelujah, sweetheart. Okay.
Maybe he fought from heaven.
He what?
Maybe he fought from heaven.
Fought from heaven? But here we see he fought... Isaiah said it was on earth. Yes, Carol.
It says who comes from Edom, not arriving from Edom. That's his origin.
Mm. Anyway, I'll tell you. Do you have something? Spiritual, like it's not real. It happens in the spirit. So in the spirit, he gets... Okay? So what is happening... Okay, or what is going to happen? Okay, well, remember these are the end times. It's going to be during the end times. Okay, Jesus will come from heaven. Okay, with no blood. Then he will go to war on behalf of Israel. Okay, alone to fight for Israel. Okay, so. Remember, okay, so that's where the blood comes from. Okay? All right? And by the way, by the mere fact that Isaiah is seeing him coming from Jordan, does not necessarily mean that he starts fighting from Jordan. Okay? It's possible that he's starting from now, he's coming, he's, you know, moving. Okay, coming through Jordan to Israel. And so, while on earth, okay, war, okay, then at a certain point, by the mere fact that we see him coming at it from heaven, okay, robe dipped in blood, it means he goes back to heaven. Okay? He goes back to heaven and now he's returning with us. Do you understand? He's returning with us. Glory be to God. All right? Now, have you understood that? Okay? The Bible is very interesting. The things which people don't either, you know, eh? Now, let's forget this, okay? In the meantime, okay? In the meantime, okay? When Jesus returns, where is he returning at? Jerusalem. Eh?
Jerusalem.
Uh-huh.
Mount Olive.
Mount Olive. Uh-huh. Who else has another? Don't fear. Bible study. All right? We didn't come to waste time. We came to what? Yeah. Okay? Oh, there's someone here who always what?
New Jerusalem.
New Jerusalem. He's coming to New Jerusalem. No. Okay? That one is wrong. The New Jerusalem will come after. Yeah. Okay? So where is it coming at? Jerusalem, Mount Olive. Now, that answer, to help those who don't know, is gotten from Zechariah chapter 14. Zechariah chapter 14 says that then the Lord will go forth and fight against those nations as he fights in the day of battle. And in that day, his feet will stand on the Mount of Olives. Okay? Which faces Jerusalem on the east. And the Mount of Olives shall be split in two. Glory be to God. So that is where Brian and Olive, and most of you, that's where you get your answer from. Okay? But now, and that's what I've also always believed, that when the Lord comes, he's going to what? Come and step on Mount Olive. All right? But now we see that the Bible doesn't say here that he's coming from heaven. And so what I'm trying to show is that it is not clear. Maybe it's coming from heaven, but it is not clear. Okay? And now, one of the reasons why people insist that his coming is, it is first, Mount Olives is Acts chapter 1 from verse 9. Okay? Here it says that now when he had spoken these things, while they watched, he, Jesus, was taken up. And a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, who also said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, who was taken up from you into heaven, will so come in like manner as you saw him go into heaven. Okay, verse 12. Then they returned to Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet. Basically, Mount Olives. So this seems to imply that they were at Mount Olives and Jesus was taken up. Okay? Alright? And then when this man says that this same Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will so come in like manner. Okay? People say that means that just as he descended from Mount Olive, he ascended, he will also descend on Mount Olive. Okay? Now, the Bible says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, talking about the rapture, chapter 4 verse 16, it says that, For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God. And the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord where? At Mount Olives. Because you say when he comes, he's stepping on what? On Mount Olives. But this one says he's in the air. Andrew, Obidaba. So where? When he comes back to rapture us, he stops in the air. Okay? All right? Now, he stops in the air. Okay? Then, later, like we saw, or we said, he returns. Isaiah sees him. Returning from where he went. Okay? Robe soaked in blood. Then, as we saw, he returns to heaven. Returns with that same robe dipped in blood with us. Okay? Now, that means to me that when he returns, okay, for war, not to take us, but for war, he's not coming to Mount Olives. When he returns to take us, he doesn't step at Mount Olives. He stops in the air. We've seen it. Okay? When he returns for war, not Mount Olives. Mount Olives is in Jerusalem. But there we see him. He's in Jordan. Okay? Bosra. Okay? It sounds cool, eh? Bosra. Iraq. Remember that Iraq thing. Okay? Okay? Hallelujah. Now, I'll quickly tell you this. Now, it seems like now when he gets to Jerusalem or when he enters Israel, that's when he stands on what? Mount Olives. Ninga najataniki de outside Israel. Now, I'll tell you this. Then we go into what? God revealing himself to us by his word. Okay? If you read the scriptures carefully, especially Isaiah, okay, it seems to imply, remember, Jesus is the greater Moses. Remember, the Antichrist is going to attack Israel, okay, and Israel, many will die within Israel, okay, and many will be taken captive, and others will go into the nations as refugees. All right? Okay? Now, Jesus is going to go there, fight for them, and bring them back. Okay? So, there's going to be a second Exodus. Okay? He's going to, in fact, we read it, I think, in last year, in December. How he's going to lead the captives back to Israel. Alright? So he's going to be like Moses. Leading, okay, he's going to set the captives free. But that's one of the things that, you know, that thing of captives free. It doesn't only mean the spiritual captives. But first and foremost, it implied real captives. Physical captives. He's going to set them free and lead them back into their land. Okay? Now, there are some verses which we shall see later, but you can do your own homework, which seem to imply that he might even start from Egypt. Just as Moses. Because remember, they're going to flee into the lands, you understand? Eh? He might even start from Egypt. Comes, eh? Those scriptures which say he's going to dry the rivers. You remember just as Moses, okay, he parted the Red Sea? The scriptures in Isaiah which say that. Okay, and they are prophetic. Okay? All right? And then he will lead them back to the land. Glory be to God. You can read those scriptures which said that, behold, I do a new thing. Not as the old one, eh? Not the old one, but a new thing. So he's saying that I'm not, you forget the other one of what? Moses. I'm going to do a new thing, as in I'm going to do something like that again, but don't confuse what I'm telling you with what happened in the past. Glory be to God. Anyway, something to think about. Glory be to God. You see, when you have these ideas, whether you believe them or not, but when you have them in your head, you can easily now understand, okay, some of the things which seem irrelevant or hard to understand in the prophets, especially in Isaiah. Okay, things which have never been fulfilled, but they are talking about something that is coming, okay, in the future. Okay? And something similar to the Exodus. Okay? The Exodus and then the entry back into Israel, the promised land. Glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah. But you believe me on this, but you don't have to. Jesus, when he returns, he's not first getting into what? Israel. Okay? He's starting from outside Israel. Glory be to God. But now, whether you believe this or not, eh? Yeah, if you don't, you still go to heaven. If you do, you still go to heaven. It might not add anything to you, and it's not something to argue about. However, just know, as you read the Bible, cover to cover, ogenda kugwa ku scripture. Ah, that's what, you know, eh? Okay? If you don't believe this, I want you write a paper, okay, reconciling Revelation 19, which we have read, and Isaiah 63. Reconcile those things. Because the Bible says that the sum of your word is truth. The sum of your word. No scripture contradicts another scripture. Okay? So now these two passages we have read, Isaiah 63 and Revelation 19, they seem to contradict each other. But scripture doesn't contradict scripture. Hallelujah. Okay? Go reconcile those two and Zechariah 19. Okay? And see what, if you can make sense of them. Okay? You will fail unless you really go read Isaiah, and Isaiah will tell you, man. Okay? Chintu chitandikira muba refugees. He goes forth there, fights for them. Okay? All right? Then he comes with them, you know? Okay? Then at the glory be to God. But during that time, okay, Andrew is in heaven until when he returns with a Jesus whose robe is stained in blood. Glory be to God. Okay? So that's when, anyway, glory be to God. Think about these things. Hallelujah. Amen? As we wait for dreams about whatever, you know, eh? We should also be what? We should also have a basic level of understanding of what? Of scriptures. Glory be to God. Are you bored by this? You're like Fetwagala, God revealing himself to us by his word. Come on, Najana, who I promise. Glory be to God. Amen? But these things are interesting to know. Okay? That's when you realize that most of the things you have believed, eh? Okay? They are not most, but something. They're not really what? Really correct. But people who preach them were well meaning. And as the time of the coming of the Lord draws near, many scriptures are going to start what? Okay, our eyes are going to get unveiled. And we shall see things which at one time we thought they were, those things are what? The spiritual. Okay? But when we shall see the man, they're going to happen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Jesus is going to be the greater Moses. Hallelujah. Just like he's a greater Solomon. Eh? Okay? He's going to be there. He's going to do exactly what Moses did. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Children, okay? This is not your homework. Okay? This is for the others. To write a paper. To get papers in this church. Papers about serious things, not how to make what? Chocolate, you know. Then you write like a book, which chocolate. Okay? The churches which do what? That's nonsense. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen? Yeah. Carol, good to see you. But I almost deleted you from the what? From the... almost. Especially last week. Yesterday, the message to what? Sometimes, actually, what I do, I tell Rachel, who send me the what? Then I edit it, and I send it what? Back to her, when she doesn't know what I've done with it. Glory be to God. You know, personally, I don't want people disturbing me. Eh? Now, there's some guy we stay with in the same estate. I think I met him once. I really don't know him. Like, if I met him, I wouldn't recognize him. Okay, but we had a meeting once at my house. The whole estate came. And yes, that's how we, then we were in the same group as far as security is concerned. So there are things people write, then you respond, like you side by, it's called side by, okay? Someone who has written something. So I think now the guy thought that now you can send me any rubbish. So he has begun a business somewhere, a cafe. So he keeps sending me the things. What? Deliveries. What? So I'm like, should I block this, you know? But I'm like, I might need to wear. Anyway, but you know that kind of thing. I don't like those things. You're not my friend. I don't know you. Then what? Oh, I was once your friend, but now we're no longer friends. But then you keep, and you know it, we're no longer friends. But you keep sending me your good things. I generally don't want what? Being what? I don't want it being done to me. And for that reason, I don't want doing it to people. Glory be to God. So, I didn't want us to be on what? Disturbing Carol. Listening in her dreams, why? Promised land. Why? Say, but these guys, why? I don't, eh? Bambi, eh? You can say I'm very good. I'm a very good person. I don't want to be disturbing people. Glory be to God. Amen? So, God with us. Okay, Jesus is God with us. Okay, and one of the ways he manifests himself to us is by his word, as we saw in 1 Samuel chapter 4, chapter 3, verse 21, which says that the Lord appeared again in Shiloh, for the Lord revealed himself to Samuel in Shiloh by the word of the Lord. Glory be to God. Amen? So when God speaks to you, and you know the Lord has spoken to you, that is as good as God being with you. Glory be to God. In fact, in times of worry and anxiety, depression, boredom, okay, you can just bring forth that word. Bring it forth to memory. And very often, man, you get out of your misery. Hallelujah. When you remember, man, you're like, life is good. Okay? God's word with you is as good as God being with you. Glory be to God. Okay? Now, that also means that if you receive a word from God, okay, number one, you shouldn't reject it. Because rejecting it is as good as rejecting God. Hallelujah. Amen? But if you're not sure, okay, you know we are humans. Sometimes God speaks to us, and we're not sure whether it is the Lord. Okay? Before you reject the word, okay, inquire of God. Ask him, God, is this really you? Hallelujah. Okay? Is this really what? You. Hallelujah. And that's okay. Hallelujah. Amen? An example of that is in Acts chapter 17. Okay? The Bible says that the brethren immediately sent Paul and Silas away by night to Berea. Okay? So they are leaving Thessalonica. Okay? There's trouble there. And the brethren send them away to safety. Okay? Now the Bible says that when they arrived, they went into the synagogue of the Jews. Now these Jews in Berea were more fair-minded than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness and searched the scriptures daily to find out whether these things were so. Okay? So they had the word, okay? And they were like, you know, they're totally sure, but let us what? Search and really find out that these things are so. Glory be to God. Okay? One of the ways for us, we can do that when we receive a word, a prophecy, a dream, a vision, whatever. Okay? Or you're reading the Bible and you feel that God is speaking to you by a certain verse. But then you're not sure. Okay? Inquire of God. Search out the matter with God. Okay? I'm saying this to warn us that we should be careful before we discard a word from God. Because you will have missed God. Glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah. The best example, which makes me feel nice, every time I think about it, I feel so good. Okay? So sometimes I deliberately make myself think about it. All right? So that I can feel nice. Okay? Is that, that's what? The dream I had, okay, when I was getting a second house, okay, in Ulubowa. Okay? So I get out of that dream, and I'm like, you're like, this is so good to be true. Number one, where you are, you're comfortable, you are grateful, eh? Okay? Because our place, like, we tell you, it is so good, so nice. Okay? Ukaro was last there when it was under construction. Okay? When it was like, it had been bombed, or like an earthquake, you know, eh? You know, a building site, just messed up. Okay? Hallelujah. Okay? But you know where it is. So one day you just pass there, what? You're like, I know, you know? And yeah. Sometimes I think that a time will come when some chaps will be on my case, how I have robbed the church. Then they will, of course, they will know where you stay. So paparazzi just drive by and take pics. Then they appear in the papers. Social media, man. Well, look at this. How can you say you're a man of God? You already have this house in Kira. Look, what? Then they put a price to it, eh? Like, wow, many billions. Then if you're a man of God, how can you now get even more money? And now, Lubowa, like a man of God, people are hungry. People ask, what kind of man of God? Then they do the math. How much does a plate of food cost? You know those things. Eh? How much does it? Okay, so this house costs this amount of money. First of all, there's a house. Then there's a land in what? The land and the house. Then they divide number of plates. So how many plates are there? It could have fed hungry people for 2 years. This number of hungry what? Okay. Do the same thing when you say, Kare, these government guys have robbed money. The health centers have no one. They say, they would have treat, you know that stuff. And so, I know that day is coming. But what can I do about it? There's nothing I can do. Okay. Hallelujah. I can prevent it by saying, God, that's what? Humane. Just give it to the hungry. Because it's going to create for me what? But I'm not telling God that. Ain't telling God that. We have to get that house. Hallelujah. Amen. Then you can't explain together. You know, you people, God promised me that house way back in what? 2022. Then you explain, in fact, I had a dream. Go back and say, now, when you start those things, you're just giving the journalists more jazz, more things to write about. You know, then they will make comedy of the dream. Then they will laugh. Then they will make money and grow rich. And join you in. That's what they do. It's just a money thing. Hallelujah. Amen. So when I got that dream, it was too good to be true. But I was like, I'm not throwing out this word, this, you know, just like that. I began to, in my heart, I'm like, God, was this dream from you? Okay. Then after some hours, I was like, this thing is so good, and I'm going to what? Like, God will find me believing it. If it's not of him, he will tell me that, you know, Katiechochite. But in the meantime, I encourage myself that, well, this is from God. Thank God that Thursday, when I got the dream, I came here, I shared it. I'm like, it's from God. Shared it. Then, Dennis was in attendance that day. And when he heard this, he came and told me, by the way, I had a dream about you. We were in your house. You are wearing a certain shirt. Then I saw a man coming and, putting another shirt on you. And you are wearing 2 shirts at the same time. Glory be to God. So God knew that this Moses guy, the way I know him, I want to do him good, but he might say, you know, Mkama, you already blessed me. That can't be you. It was a kind of dream. So the same night, God, he first, where did he begin from? Mulawa, Tunsasa, or Usasa, Mulawa. Bozra, Jerusalem, Jerusalem. Bozra, where did it start? Okay? Anyway, wherever it started. But you see, the point I'm trying to make is inquire of God. Glory be to God. Inquire of him, God, are these things so? Is it you who is speaking to me? Hallelujah. Okay? Because remember, if it is God speaking to you, that is God revealing himself to you. That is God with you. That is God Emmanuel. Hallelujah. Amen? These are basic things, okay? But I don't know why they have to be said now. Glory be to God. So after these Uberians had such the scriptures, they had inquired. The Bible says that therefore many of them believed. They searched And God confirmed to them that that was his word, that what they had heard was true. And because of that, they believed the word of the Lord. Glory be to God. Amen? Now, when you have understood that the word is really from heaven, okay, it's okay to also ask God, okay, give me more detail if you want. Even you, tell me. Andrew, don't they do those things to you? You go for a wedding, maybe she was unwell or she was playing with a baby, speaking to someone who didn't speak. Okay, then you come back. They start asking you questions. I had a wedding. So, how was the wedding? It was okay. It was okay. Eh? I'm coming to that one. That is the classic. That question never. Who was there? I mean, the question was, how was the what? It was okay. It was okay. Then you watch. To watch the Liverpool Man U game. They ask you, so who was there? Were there many people? No, first of all, who was there? They say, some cousin of hers who I last saw at university. I saw her there. She was also there. Your OG, in fact. Okay, so as she was there then, the cousin. Say, okay, how many people were there? Were there so many people? They're like, well, not so many, but, But the word which I think people here, anyway, what was the bride wearing? That is the one. Can you imagine you're asking a guy what? The guy even didn't know what the groom was wearing. Of course, the bride was wearing a gown. Okay? And she wasn't from war. So her robe wasn't what? Okay? Did she change? Changing dress. I tell Wagamba, yes, you put yourself in what? A problem. Because they say, how was the what? Hallelujah. Anyway, ask God for what? It's okay to ask God for with detail. If you understand, like detail. Okay? It's okay. If he thinks he should give you the detail, he will. Okay? But it's okay. Glory be to God. Okay? The prophets, these Isaiah chaps, they did. They used to ask God for detail sometime or all the time, I don't know. But the scriptures indicate that they would ask God. They would believe a word is from God. They speak it. They prophesy it. Then they go back. Say, kati mkame chintu echo. Kati ugenda kuchikolotia. When will it be? You understand? Will I be in the mix? Okay. Glory be to God. This Uluwa thing, I wish that house would appear tomorrow. But ask God when. Okay? Based on a certain dream, Dennis Mujimba, our dreamer, had in around maybe 2014 or 2015. And based on a certain dream which I had last year, and I think those dreams are related, okay? This house is not in 10 years. And it might not even be what? Yeah. But I'm inquiring of God. Because the context of these dreams, the one of 2015, okay? Actually, it wasn't a dream, it was a vision. Okay? So it is when we get the word dream that remembered, Dennis's dream of 2015, what? Vision of 2015, he was praying at VCC and Nintendo. Then he had the what? A vision. Came, shared it with us. Okay? From what I understand, my wife believed it. For me, I didn't. I didn't, but my heart was right. I rejected the word of the Lord. Because I'm like, now God, this dream doesn't fit into this and this, what you told me. Okay? So I was like, anyway, but the point I was trying to make, now when this word dream comes, then remember Dennis's dream. The point I'm trying to make is that it looks like, and then with some other things in there, it all seems like, man, this whole thing is just around the corner. Okay? But even when I don't have the exact, when, I'm inquiring of God because I want it too much. Okay? I want it. I'm inquiring of God. I'm inquiring of God now. Tonight, kola tutia. Because remember, I had two shots at the same time. Two houses at the same time. So I'm like, now, tonight, kola tutia. Weekends, weekdays, there. Like, what's the deal? Okay? And then also, why? Maybe I know the why. But the why which I know, I'm like, that is so small a reason. There must be some big. But maybe it's not there. God is like, just for just. Yeah? I mean, you're a good boy, and yeah, I need to, hallelujah. And so you inquire, the Isaiahs used to do it, okay? They used to inquire of God for detail. They have believed the word. The word is believed. That is over. But they're God, Kati, you just, okay? First Peter, chapter 1, verse 10. It's, these prophets were prophesying about the coming of the Lord, the salvation that was coming. So, 1 Peter, chapter 1, verse 10 says that, of this salvation, the prophets have inquired and searched carefully. Okay? These prophets who prophesied of the grace that would come to you, the coming of the Lord. Okay? Searching what manner of time the Spirit of Christ who was in them was indicating when he testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glories that would follow. They inquired, when, Lord? Is it in our day? Okay? Then they were telling that, God, man, this thing is so good. I want to be around when you do it. Okay? They're like, man, these things are not for just, they shouldn't be just for prophesying. Okay? Like Moses, remember? He saw that you're going to take the children, okay? You're going, including you. You're leading the people into the promised land. You yourself, you enter. Okay? Then later, he messes up. Okay? And God was like, you won't enter. Moses was like, oh, God, please. He said, these things are not just for what? Prophesying. I also want. And God was like, you won't enter. Okay? And so there are things, and these guys, the prophets were like, is it in our day? They searched, they inquired what time that would be. And the Lord answered them. Just like he will answer you when you ask him for with detail. Okay, he might not answer you, but he might. Okay, he might. And those details might turn out to be interesting. They might help you to keep on the course. So he answered them and said in verse 12 that, to them it was revealed that not to themselves, but to us. Okay? They were ministering the things which now have been reported to you. So go tell them, no, echo, temuja ukubera o. Okay? Chavalala, na ye, you know, at the end of time, you'll also be a part of it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Inquire of God. You know, engage God. Talk to God about the word he has given you. Glory be to God. Very often, he will give you more info. In fact, there's some info concerning that word which God won't give you unless you ask. Okay? Now, that's a serious thing. Unless you ask, he will withhold it. Okay? And because he has withheld some information, because you haven't asked, you might get into unnecessary issues. Okay? With troubles because of the lack of that info, which God wanted to give you, but was like, let him, you know, if he comes to me, I'll give him this information. If he doesn't, I'll also. But he has believed the word, so I will fulfill that word. But there's some information that is important for him related to that word, which is important. It will save him somewhat issues. Okay? He says, I won't give it to him unless he asks. Glory be to God. Alright? So, God reveals himself to you by his word. Okay? If you're not sure whether it is God who's speaking, inquire of him. You understand? Eh? And when he confirms that it is him, believe the word. Okay? But I want to encourage you that don't stop at believing. Okay? Also go and tell God, first of all, thank you so much for that word. Thank you for that promise. Okay? You are my God. You're the best. Okay? But now, how are you going to do it? How are you going to do it, Lord? Okay? Hallelujah. The Lebowa house. Now, for that one, I can't ask God, how are you going, the money. The last time I was in Lebowa, half an acre last year. Okay? I came across half an acre of land. Okay? I didn't engage a broker. But we asked, okay? I was with Andrew. Okay? We asked some guy that, kati yo acre enge yo, half an acre. How much does it go for? The last time we were there. It was going for about 1.5 billion shillings. Glory be to God. How many plates of food for the poor are those? You remember the poor, if you're going to feed the hungry, you're not going to feed them with cafe. Yeah, you understand? So it's not going to be 30K. 5K? No, you're mad. Okay? That means that you have never been at a building, what? Beside. Builders. That food is 2K, right? I think now it is 3K. Okay? I've eaten that food and I pay my 3K. But my wife shouldn't know. Okay? She'd be like, but I think, please stop, though. You'll get sick. Okay? But, and that food, man, is nice. Yeah. As in basic portion, then sometimes they add a little rice. 3K. By that time it was what? 2K. Then beans just. Man. Have you ever, what? Thank God you have known, because Juan was going to listen to this and she would come for you. But for me, I ate it many times. That food is nice. But better you shouldn't, what? Eat it, because it is also what? Dangerous. It might be. co-member, the, you know, eh? You know, aflatoxins? Anyway, don't eat, you understand? But if you want to jazz with those guys, and those guys have info about this country, about Arsenal, about Museveni, about Natasha, about Muhoozi, they will tell you all the, they are called what? Any of those bars, Nexus, what, all those bars. They'll tell you which one is Muhoozi's. There's one down there after what? Nexus, when Nigeria somewhere on the left. Who says that? It's called what? Lave. I was told that I'm Muhoozi. Of course, those things are not true. But maybe they are true. But I doubt. All right. Anyway, they have all that info. And it can help you. Okay. If you want to be helped. Yeah. Okay. They will tell you info. I remember I used to watch football with those guys. And I still do, especially today, you know. And so, one day I was with them, what? Catching a match. Back in the day of Bentner and Wenger. Then they were like, because Bentner was messing up. Okay? The effect. Then guys say, you know, what? Wenger. Wenger, I think, is, Mukowa Bentner. That's why the guy, what? Makes him play. Mulimo their family, what? As in such, what? Anyway, glory be to God. But the point I'm trying to make is what? And I guess I don't have to get any further. Inquire of the Lord. As in, okay, be just. Okay, be. And God, but the delights in that. Remember, God created us for relationship. That is why when you asked what was the color of the changing dress, your friend is trying to relate with you. You married her to relate. All right? And you didn't tell her what utopics are not supposed to be, what? So far she thinks everything you talk about, what? Hey. So God enjoys that. Glory be to God. God enjoys what? Enjoys that when he tells your word, jump on it and begin, keep be with him. And maybe that's what he wants. He gives you a little secret. Did you hear? Then he expects you to go, okay, tell me, when, who? And God loves that man. Glory be to God. He loves that. Don't just say, them come a young number. In 2010, he told me. Then they ask you, because well, then, I didn't ask him. Now, he told me, and for me, I believed his word. You know, God wants you to relate with him. God wants to jazz with you. Glory be to God. He wants to jazz with you. Okay? And remember, there's some info he knows is very important. Okay? And he's not going to give it to you unless you come to him for kabozi. He won't give it to you. Okay? And when you don't come, you will be like Kale. You sure? She's going to go through unnecessary troubles. Okay? Unnecessary. But if she had this word, she wouldn't. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. And there will be times that will come, as you know, and you will need that word. Because the devil man will come for you. Okay? But God will expect you to use that word to fight the good fight of what? The good fight of faith. Okay? 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 18. Paul tells Timothy. Timothy, things were hard. Okay? Ministry was tight. Ministry was what? Tight. And Timothy wanted to chicken out. Things were what? When you read that book, read it with a mindset that things were tough for Timothy. And then you understand why Paul wrote him that letter. Hallelujah. So he writes to him and tells him, "This charge I commit to you, my son Timothy. According to the prophecies previously made concerning you, that by them you may wage the good war fair." Glory be to God. Things are what? Things will get tight. And they'll most probably get tight in that same area, okay, in which God spoke to you, in which God revealed himself to you by his word. Okay? Most probably, in that area, the enemy will put up a fight. Okay? Resistance is like, it ain't gonna happen. Okay? And you will need that word. And the fight will even be, maybe softer if you have some details. And if you didn't go to God for them, you will fight and win, but, okay, there are some battles you might lose. You win the war, newaro battles ezimu, which you will what? Lose. Glory be to God. Concerning these things, now I could go on for another 1 hour. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The basics, one of the examples I could give is the birth of Abigail in the States. Man, that thing was hard, harder than for this one. Because I think the enemy had seen the impact, Eden's testimony had, especially on Zoe Fellowship, the impact that thing had. The guys who never used to take me seriously. In what? Okay? But meanwhile, okay, I used to update them about what? I was telling them, I had a dream about, my death, But then I tell them story, they would laugh, they would think what? There's one chap who told another, okay, that man, I need to come back next Tuesday for another comedy night. Okay, because that Tuesday I'm the one who preached, and the guy said, man, this guy is just comedy. Okay? There's another guy who told me that, man, I never used to take you seriously until I saw the things you what? You dream, And then the guy said, now that's when what? I started. Okay, the impact, people believed me. That's when now this giving thing in Zoe started. People believed giving what? Okay? Elvis never used to talk about that, with subject. It was, I am the one who had the permission to talk about it. Okay? And one of the things I used was Eden, So now when that thing happened, it was a great thing. God used it for his greatness and glory. Okay? Then sometime later now he gives me now a promise, another child. In fact, when that promise came for second child, again being born in the States, I remember one time I'm driving back from fellowship with Elvis. Then I tell him that promise, I dreamt this. Then I told him, man, but that thing was hard. I'm like, now for this one, I'm not going to tell people so that there's no pressure on me. Because Bagay Baba, Bakula, They are watching you, You told us what your kid, they are what, they're not saying it, but every time they see you, they're, 9 months. Okay? So I was like, man, they didn't think, but this time I'm not what? Telling anyone. So that it is only me, God, and the devil who's going to be what? Fighting. Okay? So I was like, I'm not going to tell either. But then as a few months went by, this thing was, I couldn't just what? Keep it to myself. Then you'll get up. Shoo! Hallelujah. Then you're like, yeah, we shall go, yeah? As in, with a, what? With devil, like, eh? Hey, people will be watching me, why? Eh? I'm like, yeah, we shall, you know? Man, that thing, as in for it to happen, the promise of God to come to pass, the Abigail gate, you know, it was hard. It was so hard, like where Jira would say, to the extent that there's info I never used to give Geraldine. You know, when I would tell her now I've called so and so and things are bad. Couldn't tell her, man. Because right now, how is that going to help her? I mean, Murutalukati was sharing stupid info, discrediting info. You don't have to say everything, Bwemba Murutalo. During the bush war, during the bush war, there's a top soldier who died. A top soldier who died. And the rebels, Museveni and group, knew that if the government we are fighting against gets to learn that so and so died, okay, man, it will encourage them. Do you know what they did? They hid that, they connived with a professor in the Department of Anatomy, Umulagu, okay? Connived, got the body out of the bush and hid it in Mulago Hospital, okay? Anatomy Department. Hid the body until they took over the government. A body was hidden because that info shouldn't get known. Shouldn't get known. Because it will energize. Okay? You know Almo. Almo, Namzo. Yes, their dad. Eh? Professor Utumwine. He was a professor of anatomy. He hid a body. Okay, in Mulago, because this shouldn't be known. Hallelujah. Anyway, the point I'm trying to make is that there's some info which is not for what? Yeah, I couldn't tell Geraldine, sir. I told her only after she had gotten in the States. Okay? Because if I can remember, at a certain point, things were so tough. Eh? But a promise from God, and I'm like, this one, it's not failing. And I knew the devil was like, this one is not happening. Because of the impact the first one had had, eh? This ain't happening. Okay? I remember one time, I even just decided, I don't know if I drove or I got a taxi or a border, and I went at a Good African Coffee, where Cafe Jevers is now, and I just went there, and I sat outside there. I sat just because I wanted another, a different atmosphere, you know, eh? And I just sat, I ordered, I don't know what it was, and I sat alone. And I'm there, you know, eh? Meanwhile, I'm engaging God, eh? But I'm just there. Okay? Okay? Sometimes praying in the room might not work. Ningo gamba, can't you know what? Never build as nail. You're praying. Because the atmosphere now at home, it is, the air is, okay? You aren't an open, you know, eh? Okay? Do you know that the last planning for the RPF to invade Kigali or Rwanda, the last meeting was at Nachivubo during a football match? You've heard of that, eh? What was his name? Urijema, those guys, eh? Nachivubo. The following day, they are invading Rwanda. Their last meeting was during a soccer match in Nachivubo. Katigula wantu, bala womu pira. Ola, man, these idlers, these stupid fellows. Guys are invading a country the following day. The top commanders were watching a game, Nachivubo. And so, I sit down there, you know, outside, I'm alone, sit. Everyone who passes, hey, wow, what's up, you know? Okay? Sit there, man. Things are tight. The battle is intense, but ain't gonna lose it. Okay? So I remember one guy who found me. Okay? You know, he's like, hey, what's up? You know, what are you doing here? And I couldn't lie. Then I told him, I'm planning for my family. And I'm saying the truth. I said, I'm planning for my family. Things were tight, hard. But I had to use the word to wage a good warfare. Anyway, to cut a long story short, it happens. Okay? Jira goes, any miracles happen. Okay? And she get, now, so 2 or 3 months later, I fly to collect them. She had gone with Eden also. Then, on our way back, we had a transit. It's called what? Transit, huh? Yeah, in New York. Booked into a hotel. So we were able to sleep for like 6 hours or something like that. I went in the States, you know, like I went today, I left the following day. Okay? It was that, you know, I didn't, and so while we took that nap, I had a dream. And in the dream, where it was a football game and I was playing for some team, and then I scored a goal. Okay? And because of that goal, my team won. Okay? So when I woke up, the Lord was, who told me that because of you, our team won. Concerning the birth of Abigail in the States. He said, because of you, what you did, hallelujah, our team did what? It won. Glory be to God. I didn't intend to say all these things, okay? But I wanted to tell you about Bozrah. Okay. But when God reveals himself to you by his word, okay, make sure, if you're not sure whether it's of him, inquire of him. When you get to know that it is him speaking to you, believe the word. Okay? Now, after you have believed the word, it is okay to ask for details. Those details might help you. Okay? Hallelujah. And if you don't, okay, take that word seriously because you will need it. You might need it to fight the good warfare. Glory be to God.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.